We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank everyone for, well, we want to thank Connor O'Donnell, first of all, because he once again is filling in for Evan Thomas and keeping us up and motivated and arisen every morning. But boy, thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing. A
lot most of all, thank you for listening this Thursday morning.
A lot of really funny texts after Ross Tucker came on. Thank you for that. And thanks to our executive producer, he is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
And what's so funny is the media tries to shorten it.
They do.
They try to shorten this gap like it's this, like, oh, he's the best player in the league. Not even close. Just stop. Just stop. Like, stop. This gap is so big, but you're trying to always replace the next person by putting it back. Like, his work, I can look at his game and say, he doesn't understand basketball yet. He plays the sport. He won a championship. Cool. He doesn't really understand how to be great, how to be better, how to train his body.
That is Gilbert Arenas, and he's saying that Giannis is not that great.
Wow.
I think he must be upset about the Disney movie. I don't know.
Must be something.
Something's going on, and thanks to Brandon Fire for that great audio.
At the end of the day, hey, man, I don't know. Maybe when I'm 45 years old, 50 years old, I might be, you know, a little bit bitter too. You know, I might... be seeing all these 20-year-old making signing a 3-year and $900 million. I'm like, man, I worked my whole life to make a living, and these kids just coming in here don't even love the game and making. Maybe I don't know, but I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That's
either.
That's Giannis responding to Gilbert Arenas.
Outstanding.
Yeah. How do you criticize Giannis?
Future Bulls star.
Exactly.
Giannis.
He said maybe.
He did say maybe. That's all I needed. And we are delighted to welcome in Lawrence Holmes and Dan Bernstein. And Dan, you are just
resplendent today.
I'm allowed to wear big boy clothes.
You look like an adult almost.
I'm taping some stuff for the One Step Gala for Children's Oncology Services immediately after work today. So we're getting some stuff in the can, as they say, in the TV business.
To work ahead.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you going to do some poker hands, maybe something like that?
No, this is the gala. This is the grown up one. This isn't just the scoreheads and all the poker people. We can't wait to do that. We are going to do that, but this is the big money one.
So are we checking like, for buzzers for the poker tournament after that story?
Buzzers and beads.
Yeah.
Oh boy, the beads are from the
chess tournament.
Yeah, a lot of cheating going on.
How about the fishing tournament? You saw that?
Fishing tournament. They had like fillet of fish inside it or something.
Well,
right?
The fillets
were used to cover the 8-ounce lead weight hand grenades they had. Like they just overdid it.
They totally
like, the fish was like this. It's not 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, no.
Boy,
that's a 4-pound fish.
You something. Talk about a riot.
There's nothing sacred. Oh, they had to protect them leaving, right?
Yes.
They're in trouble.
They were going to drown.
The one guy locked himself in his car.
He ran to his truck and locked himself in. They're going to go to the pokey or pay some heavy fines or both. They're in trouble. Cuyahoga County is coming after him.
as they should. Apparently, the guy made $300,000 the year before.
What about the beads? Are they doing anything about that?
I don't know how you check for those. I mean, I know how you yeah. check for those.
I do.
But snap on the rubber glove.
Yes, Dr. Rasmussen.
The official doctor of the chess tournament, Dr. Rasmussen.
Oh, beautiful. And the poker thing was, I think all you got to do was give a dirty look, and that'll check that one out.
Yeah, like that when Danny was breaking it down for us, because he played for a long time, so he was talking to us about it. That is, wow.
Do people know what you're talking about?
Yeah, everyone knows the stories, don't you? Do you not know what we're talking about?
What poker thing you're talking about?
Go ahead. Molly. No, you go.
There was a poker event at the final table. There was a really bad hand that won, and then the person who lost was like, you couldn't have played that way unless someone was tipping you off. And apparently the young lady who won was accused of having like a buzzer system. And maybe she had help from the control room of the people that saw all of the cards.
It was just last week. And she gave back $150,000 immediately afterward.
He called her on it. And then she said, well, you want the money back? I'll give you the money back. It was very suspicious.
Yeah, Parkins explained it all to us about the entire hand.
She
about,
had like a jack three or something.
Yes. Hand that you most certainly, especially in that situation, would have mucked.
And she claimed that she misunderstood one of the cards, right? She said that she thought she had a four, not a three.
Yeah.
But still, even then, it was a weird hand.
When you saw that flop, it's like, that's not a...
Very, I'm going all in.
Just say you read the people at the table and you're the best.
Yeah.
Around.
Nothing's gonna ever bring you down.
Well, I am finishing up season 5 of Cobra Kai.
Do they still use that song?
Dan, everyone's back in season 5.
Are you watching? What is the new Star Wars TV series on the Disney Channel?
Andor.
Is that good?
Yeah. Andor episode 3.
But Andor's not Endor.
No, it's the guy.
It's
right?
The guy. It's
Okay.
So
there's a person.
Episode 3 is one of my favorite pieces of Star Wars stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like, it is, to me, that particular episode, I enjoy the series, but that particular episode is as good as Rogue One.
Oh, that's great. That's very good.
Yeah. Rogue One. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it. But Cobra Kai is my indulgence. And everyone's back. Everyone that you could possibly think of.
What about get him a body bag
from that
guy?
Movie?
Yeah, they brought him. That was like season.
Oh, okay.
That was like season 2. But now, the whole series.
That guy wasn't
movies.
Even acting anymore, right? That guy was selling cars somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you want to reprise your role?
Sure. They brought back all of Johnny's crew, of the Cobra Kai crew. They brought them back in like season 2.
Have they ever addressed the viral YouTube meme of Daniel LaRusso as villain?
Yeah, I mean, Gary Goldman, the comedian, has done an incredible couple of sets about this. But if you watch the show, most of the show is really from the perspective of Johnny. And yes, you go, oh, he kind of is the villain. But now, all of the guys are there. So Kreese is there, Silver's there, Chosen's there. The bad boy of karate made his way back in season 5. They've got them all there now. Like, they're all a part of this. And really, if we're being honest, Daniel's daughter, Sam, is kind of the villain in this one. It's good. Like, it's good because if you are into the folklore of Karate Kid and Cobra Kai, it gives you it hits every single note.
Wow.
All of it. And in this season, I mean, I don't know if I missed this in the previous seasons, but remember the young lady that he was driving around? Not Elizabeth Shue, and she made it back into
She's in it too?
Just for like a couple of episodes, because she was doing The Boys, and she was incredible on The Boys. But the young lady that he was driving around in Mr. Miyagi's car in Karate Kid 2, he marries her cousin. Like, they have brought it all.
See, I don't
circle.
I don't know 2 and 3 well enough to enjoy it on that level.
It won't matter because they give you all of the flashbacks on it.
Okay.
strangely,
that's Hillary Swank, right?
No. That was her own movie.
Okay.
She did a Karate Kid movie, and then there was the Jaden Smith Karate Kid movie, which I'm wondering if they're going to incorporate, because strangely enough, who's the executive producer of Cobra Kai? Will Smith.
Oh, he's going to slap somebody.
Probably. Maybe how they finish this whole thing.
No, right, they end up in one of the, was it the Russian slapping contests?
And it's
where
Will
they stand
Smith
with their hands behind
you.
Their back, and there's a small table in between them, and they slap until somebody dies or something.
How have they fit the Elizabeth Shue Leaving Las Vegas movie into this?
They have not.
Oh.
Although, was she living in Vegas? I think that every now and again, you get one of those callbacks on shows where someone from one show does something on another show.
Yeah. It used to happen all the time with St. Elsewhere. The executive producer of St. Elsewhere was Bruce Paltrow, Gwyneth's father.
Oh, yeah.
And he did The White Shadow.
Right.
And there was all this crossover with Timothy Van Patten.
Because it's the same.
And the guy that played Coolidge. And at one point, an elevator opened. And one of the orderlies who had been on The White Shadow, turned and does a double take at the elevator from one of the guys who was on his teammate on White Shadow. And it's a split second. But they do that just to give you the Easter egg.
Who's the actor?
Ken Howard.
Ken Howard. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Chicago Bulls, right?
Former Bulls.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. On Supergirl, Supergirl's sister is played by an actress named Kyler Lee. And Kyler Lee was an actress on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow.
So her character is a doctor on Supergirl. And like when they're going into her backstory, they're like, oh, how did you make it to Central City or whatever? And she's like, yeah, you know, I was working as a doctor in Seattle and it didn't work out.
Oh, that's cute.
So, I mean, like, it's something, funny. It's a device that's been used in a lot of different places. David, I figured you for a Cobra Kai guy. That's
no
like right when you
about.
Were, you didn't like Karate Kid?
No. A Karate Kid, that's different. Yeah. That's going way back.
Wax on,
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah. Mr. Miyagi.
But big
Karate Kid guy.
But. I was telling Dan, they did it one of those things that we were just talking about on Cobra Kai where Kreese is in jail and Daniel is like, yeah, I'm going to call my attorney and help you get out. And he's like, I don't want one of your greasy cousins being my attorney. So
it's Ralph Macchio.
That's funny.
And it's my cousin Vinny.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
So there's a lot of stuff.
A lot of symmetry.
I saw Pat Morita one time do the national anthem at a Bulls game many, many years ago.
What?
Super weird.
Why was it weird?
He didn't do it very well. It was like a man that couldn't sing doing the national anthem.
Like William Hung?
It was just weird. It was just like, it was so out of context. Like,
He's not a singer.
He's not a singer, and he didn't sing particularly. It was like another time.
Was he doing like a Marvin Gaye like interpretation of the anthem?
No, that's the greatest ever interpretation of the anthem. That was the All-Star game in
84?
82? Yeah.
Better than Hendrix?
Oh, that's Marvin sexied up the national anthem. I've never seen anything like that.
Marvin Whitney Hendrix.
But I saw what was the name? Carl Lewis.
Oh, the girl. Oh, that's the best.
It's our favorite.
I was there when he sang that national
anthem. No, you were not.
No, you weren't.
I was standing there. And let me tell you, right before he sang that, Kathy Ireland came out and gave some kind of, and the whole place stopped because she was so beautiful, like shockingly beautiful in person.
Mm-hmm.
And it just froze everyone. And then all of a sudden, here comes Carl Lewis, and that froze everyone too.
And
that's
when,
that's it. I was there. That was in New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. and then he said, sorry, wait for it now. Like
I'll make up for it.
That's what he said.
That's the Charlie Steiner.
So hard,
yep.
He had a high. Yes. That was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
I was at that.
Mully, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
How
it was the Brendan Byrne Arena in New Jersey, right? Is that the name of the place? It was that. I think that's what the old, maybe, I don't know what the name of the guy was.
Outside of the Bulls players, what were the reactions of people that you were sitting around?
Oh, it was absolutely hilarious. Everyone was like, it was, you know, when someone is so bad that you're not embarrassed for them, you just can't help but laugh out loud. And then you see all the players. It was like we were literally Kent McDill, I was sitting with, and we were just like, you couldn't contain that your laughter because of the reaction from all the people. Everybody knew it was just a complete train wreck.
I was trying to explain to Ray and Mike Rankin like how famous Carl Lewis was.
Oh,
at
he was
that
unbelievable.
Point.
Yeah, he was like he won every gold medal, and his records were.
That would be like having Simone Biles do it,
right?
Now.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Or Michael Phelps.
Or yeah. Michael Phelps, right after the Olympics. That's how it was. Just like, you know, you literally were like, oh wow, Carl Lewis. Like, you're kind of like, oh my God, like that's Muhammad Ali. I met Ali one time, and it was just, you're like frozen, like, my God, that's Muhammad Ali. You just don't know how to feel about it. You're so kind of locked into his fame and greatness and everything. And Carl Lewis comes out singing the national anthem, bizarre. And that was the kind of, Pat Morita wasn't nearly as bad, but he didn't, like, he couldn't hold a note really. You know, he was kind of a little tone deaf.
Oh,
that was Carl Lewis. Why would he want to do that?
You should have known. Oh, speaking of that,
because he thought he could do everything.
Did you see the note that apparently Jose Abreu wanted to sing the national anthem at some point?
Could have done it yesterday.
I know.
He doesn't do anything else.
Right.
Maybe that's the opportunity for White Sox fans to show their appreciation for Jose Abreu, since they were hoodwinked into not being there for the last game that he played.
Weird.
So strange.
That was just weird. What have ye today?
Oh, my God, are we busy today? We have Matthew Collar, publisher of the Purple Insider Vikings news website and podcast. He's going to go behind the scenes for the upcoming opponent. At 11 a.m., we're going to set aside time. We're going to do a Sox Machine roundtable to close out the season. Jim Margulis and Josh Nelson are going to join us at the same time. We've got High Noon, followed by Matt Bowen, followed by Paul Charchian, followed by Ian Happ, followed by Jason Leisure. And we're going to get to some Bulls stuff as well. I don't know the extent to which you discussed the exhibition opener, and usually and almost always meaningless. But when the very, very first quarter of the very first exhibition game is there to hammer home your biggest fears, it's no fun. So it may not be important, but I'll feel better if I talk about it.
Have a great show.
I'll make up for it now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.